So like Bhishma, despite being a devotee, chose the wrong side. And sometimes we also, despite knowing what is right, choose the wrong side. So what do we learn from our role model? How can we learn from our role models properly? First of all, a very important principle to understand is everything in scripture is not the teaching of scripture. Everything in scripture is not the teaching of scripture. Scripture has a descriptive section and a prescriptive section. Description means this is how things were at that time. Now, but that doesn't mean necessarily mean this is how we should act. So that is just description. And then there is prescription. Prescription is this is how you should act. So to give another example, some people say Yudhishthira was Dharmaraj and he gambled. So why should we gamble? Why can't we gamble? But if you see the thrust of the Mahabharata is Yudhishthira was Dharmaraj. But still when he got into gambling, he was so caught by the fever of gambling that he lost everything. Now we are nowhere as dharmic as Yudhishthira. If we get into the grip of gambling, the fear of gambling, we will be ruined completely. So Yudhishthira's gambling is not prescriptive. It is descriptive. And the prescription is not to be gamble, not to gamble, but to not gamble. Because it's so dangerous. So similarly, with respect to Bhishma, he is a great devotee. But at the same time, the Mahabharata does not idealize its characters. That means there are great characters, but also they may sometimes have some limitations. Now, the epics, the Mahabharata, Ramayana, and other epics, Madhvacharya says in his Brahma Sutra Bhashya, his commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, that they can be understood at multiple levels. We can take them at literal level. This is what happened. Just hear it, relish it, and you will get purified. The other is at a ethical level. Ethical level means that we look at it from ethical perspective. This was the situation. This person acted like this, and this was the wrong action. And we should not act like this, or we should act like this. So at the literal level, if we take it, we just see everything is orchestrated by the Lord. It is the Lord's Leela. And we just hear it and relish it. That's one way of looking at it. That's perfectly valid. From that perspective, whatever Bhishma did was also a part of the Lord's plan. And Bhishma acted in that way because the Lord ultimately wanted to demonstrate that, especially he remained silent when Draupadi was being disrobed. So he did not protest, he did not oppose strongly at least. Because the Lord wanted to demonstrate that even when we have many protectors, we may end up with no protector except him. And later on when Bhishma fought against the Pandavas, so Bhishma was a warrior who had been trained by the greatest warrior, Parashuram, in warfare. And he had been trained by the great sages in Shastra. So he was expert in Shastra and Shastra. And yet when he chose the side against God, he was going to be ruined. He was defeated. So the point which is being taught at the transcendental level, at the Leela perspective, is that no matter how great a person may be, if they choose the wrong side, they will perish. Now having said this, at the ethical perspective if you see, then Bhishma was what you could call a literalist in some ways. Literalist means he would always stick to the literal word of the law. So sometimes he said stick to the letter of the spirit, letter of the law, and not to understand the spirit of the law. So it's important to understand rules in the context of the purpose of the rules. So sometimes if you just stick to the rule and forget the purpose, then we may get lost. That means, see, the rule is like the road, and the purpose is like the compass which tells us the direction. Now normally we take a road, and by that road we go in the, say if I want to go eastwards, I take a road that is going eastward, and I get to the eastern direction. But suppose that road takes a U-turn, and if I stay on following that road, then I will end up going in the direction opposite to what I wanted to go. So we have to follow the rule, but you also have to remember the purpose of the rule and see whether the following the rule is serving the purpose of the rule. Otherwise the road might be having a U-turn. So now he had taken a vow that I will always fight on the side of the Kuru ruler. And the purpose of that was to protect the Kuru dynasty. But now when the Kuru dynasty was itself being destroyed, because an evil member of the Kuru dynasty had gained power unscrupulously, then if he had kept his purpose in mind, it is to protect the Kuru dynasty, not just stand by the Kuru ruler. So if he had not fought, then the chance of Duryodhana going against the Pandavas was lesser. So what happens is, the Mahabharata does not idealize its characters. And Krishna does not overlook a devotee. If a devotee commits mistakes, Krishna does not overlook that devotee's devotion because of the mistakes. Or you made a mistake, so your devotion is of no use. But at the same time, we can't assume that just because we are a devotee and we have committed a mistake, it's not that Krishna will overlook our mistakes and just look at our devotion. Mistakes at a material level may have consequences. So, say suppose if somebody has diabetes and they eat a lot of sweets, saying this is prasad. Well, it is prasad, but all the other food items are also prasad. Why are you specially attracted to this? So we say eating prasad will purify. But if I am taking sweets and my body is vulnerable to sweets, then it will have a consequence at the material level. So if we commit mistakes, they will also have consequences. So Bhishma exemplifies what is called as Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means sticking to the letter of the law without understanding its purpose and without pursuing its purpose. So some Mahabharata commentators say that Bhishma had to get that extremely painful situation before death, where so many arrows pierced his body and he was lying on the arrow bed. So that was like something which he had to go through because he neglected his duty, because he did not protect Draupadi as a Kshatriya, because he fought on the side of the Kauravas. Of course, because he has been a devotee, so Krishna blessed him so that he did not feel the pain at that time. Krishna raised his consciousness to the spiritual level. So in that sense, it's not just simply karma coming over there. It is Krishna's plan happening over there. So we shouldn't take the wrong example from scripture. Say we have another example of Vibhishan. So Vibhishan was on Ravana's side, but he chose to come on Ram's side. We also have another example of Vidura. Vidura decided that I can't fight on the Kaurava side, but he did not go to the Pandava side. He went on the pilgrimage. And in that case, he did that because in the Ramayana, the main villain was himself Vibhishan's brother, and he was irredeemable. But in the case of the Mahabharata, Dhritarashtra was not like a very bad person. He was attached to a bad person. So if Vidura had gone to the Pandava side and fought against the Kauravas, and Vidura had been a party in the death of Dhritarashtra's sons, then Dhritarashtra would have had so much anger towards him that he would not have been able to hear from Vidura. So Vidura just went away, didn't take sides over there. And later on, when he came back and instructed Dhritarashtra, Dhritarashtra could hear from him and could gain detachment and enlightenment thereby. So we may have to, if we have to take sides in a conflict and we know which is right, then we needn't take Bhishma, follow Bhishma as a model. We can follow Vibhishan or Vidura as a model. Okay? Thank you. Yes?